My name's Catherine Loy, and I work as the Church Appeals Manager at Christian Aid, which means that I work producing resources for all of the churches that support Christian Aid financially and prayerfully, and in terms of taking action on our campaigns as well. And 4 times a year we produce resources for our churches, and one of those resources we produce is Count Your Blessings.
Which is what we're talking about today.
That's
Can you
right.
let's start with you telling us what Count Your Blessings is and how it works.
Count Your Blessings is a Christian Aid resource which encourages our supporters to appreciate the good things in their life throughout Lent. Most people give up something for Lent, so they give up chocolate or coffee or alcohol. But we think that it's really good to do something during Lent which not only benefits yourself but benefits others as well. And so Count Your Blessings is a calendar which takes you on a journey through Lent. We like to refer to it as a journey, giving a daily fact and a suggested action. And many of these involve giving. And they're designed to help you appreciate all of the good things in your life rather than giving something up out of your life.
I've actually been following your initiatives every year. You have an Advent calendar which has much the same kind of aim, I think. Has this year's Count Your Blessings a particular focus? Last year, for example, I remember a lot to do with ecology.
Well, this year's Count Your Blessings doesn't have one single focus, but we've divided each week into various themes. And so for the first week of Lent, I think we look at, I think it's a week of nutrition, a
That's
week of
right.
food. So we go through all of the different themes of the Millennium Development Goals with each week that we've got. And so, the second week of Lent is a week of learning, and so that refers to the Millennium Development Goal for education.
Yes, tell us all about the other themes then.
Okay, so if we continue on through
Right.
Lent, the third week of Lent is a week of work, a week of employment, and then we go on to the fourth week of Lent, a week of youth, where we're looking at children and issues affecting young people. Then week five, we have a week of shelter and thinking about the things that we appreciate in our home. And week six is a week of well-being, so that week focuses on health. And then week seven, which is the final week of Lent, is the week that we focus on climate change and ecology, and that's a week of heat.
I think they're super themes. I really like your initiative, and I looked through it myself. For example, I see on Monday the 14th, which falls within your week of learning, it says that £2.5 will pay for a textbook for two students to share in southern Sudan, where Christian Aid partners are supporting schooling for children. And then it invites you to give 10p for every book you've read since the beginning of the year. How does that actually translate into reality? How do people donate, and how do you channel it into the programs that you speak about?
Well, we encourage people to either have a little collection box in which they can physically put their daily amount, so that the 10p for every book you have read since the beginning of this year. I think probably I've read maybe, perhaps 10 books since the beginning of this year, so I'd put £1 into my box. Or alternatively, you can use the paper resource and just keep a log in the boxes we've provided of how much you're giving per day. And then people can write a cheque for Christian Aid and send it off to us. And this money goes into our general funds, which support our work all over the world in communities in Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East, and in Latin America and the Caribbean.
Yes, I noticed that you haven't forgotten Zimbabwe or Bangladesh or Cambodia or Bolivia. It's a real awareness-raising effort as well, isn't it?
It is, and so we draw examples from Christian Aid's work all over the world, across all of the regions that we work in, and we try to make each of the examples quite specific and tell personal stories of people who have been whose lives have been transformed by Christian Aid. But at the same time, we're trying to get that real breadth to show just how broad the needs of the world are.
I also like the invitation to simply give thanks as well. You invite people to give thanks to mothers all over the world, to give thanks for all those who care for the elderly, for teachers who provide education, for employment opportunities that pay a fair wage. Why is this important?
Well, we hope that people will use Count Your Blessings both as a way of giving to Christian Aid and as a reflective resource that will take them through the 44 days of Lent. And so by putting those suggestions for giving thanks into Count Your Blessings, it adds to the appreciation element of the resource, getting people to appreciate the good things in their lives.
As I mentioned earlier, it's not the first year that Count Your Blessings has been part of your Lenten journey. Have you had positive feedback in past years?
We've had very positive feedback to Count Your Blessings in past years. And I think the very individual nature of the resource, I think that people feel as though Count Your Blessings really speaks to them and has a great resonance with their own life. Not every single action will be something that speaks to everyone, but I think that everyone who counts their blessings throughout Lent feels that there's something in here which really speaks to them and has a real resonance for them. We've had some really positive feedback in previous years, and this year we're promoting Count Your Blessings through various forms of social media. We're on Twitter this year and promoting it through Facebook, and we've got a number of church leaders in the UK who are tweeting Count Your Blessings for us. And that has opened us up to a whole new stream of feedback from supporters. Lots of people who are saying on Twitter that they're doing Count Your Blessings for the first time and are following Count Your Blessings on Twitter, and it's been a real revelation to them.
I see you've got a children's version as well.
Yes, that's right. So that's a slightly more straightforward version of Count Your Blessings, and it doesn't involve an action every single day. It just involves an action every second or third day throughout Lent with suggestions for appreciation and for giving, which are suitable for children's lives.
I think it's a super idea. Can I ask you what your favourite, let's say, day this year is, or which one do you relate to the most?
Oh, it is very hard to choose, but I think probably the story that affected me the most was the story for Mothering Sunday, which is on the weekend of week four, the week of youth. And that's the story about a mother in Malawi called Alima. And her baby son was malnourished, and she took him to a clinic which is run by Christian Aid partner, the Baptist Clinic. And gradually, over a number of months, her son Hako recovered and regained his normal weight for his age. But he was only able to get well because she travelled for up to 3 hours there and back every single day, having to walk or get lifts with people on bicycles. And she was so determined to see her son recover that she really sacrificed a lot of her own life towards making sure that he recovered. And I think that sort of sacrificial love of mothers and that story is such a powerful one for Mothering Sunday that I think that one has spoken to a lot of people.
Thank you very much, Catherine. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or would you like to send a message to Vatican Radio listeners?
The message I'd like to send to Vatican Radio listeners is thank you to those people who are counting your blessings. And I hope that if you haven't come across the resource before, you'll be able to look it up. We've got it on our webpage at www.christianaid.org.uk/Lent. And that people will find it a really meaningful way to inform their journey through Lent.